An Electron Described by beloved Zarathustra. Within that electron is the pattern of your life. That means that everywhere that electron goes, once it has been magnetized and directed through your Holy Christ Self into the use of your personal self and its vehicles, everywhere it goes, it carries the brand and stamp of your self-conscious invocation for use of light. Those electrons, when they are clothed in form by thoughts of a discordant nature, when they are charged with feeling and move out into the psychic and astral realm, are part of your responsibility and must be redeemed through drawing them back into your own world and sending them back pure and perfect into your causal body where they belong. Look at this electron. It is primal life with your name written upon it. It is life you have applied for. It is life that you have drawn, pure, shining, iridescent, magnificent, from the pure heart of the sun. Within that electron, even within a drop of blood of your body, within that electron is the pattern of the Godhead, of the white fire body, of the electronic body, and all the power and powers of the sacred fire in this universe, quiescent. It is like a beautiful drop of water, except that it is individualized by the stamp of your light pattern, which may be a flower, a glorious Maltese cross, or an open lotus. The electrons magnetized by the I Am Presence are destined to be magnetized by the immortal flame within your heart. On their journey, they should not be interfered with by the motion of the emotional body, the mental body, or the etheric body. Silence, 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 the vibratory action of the feeling world, the mental world, the etheric world, and the physical body, giving back to God primal life to use as it directs. Those electrons magnetized by the I Am Presence and entering the Holy Christ flame within your heart are your rod of power, your scepter of dominion and authority. In the silence of those vehicles, you can visualize and feel the stream of electrons expanding the presence of God within your heart, making that immortal threefold flame of life grow, to mature, and to become the master presence of your primal life. Then comes the activity of the priest or priestess of the sacred fire. In qualifying life, for the sacred fire is but consciously qualified primal light directed forth for constructive intent through the free will consciousness of the God within the heart. Is that so difficult? Is it mysterious or occult? Causes and Cause, Living Entities, by beloved Almoria. Speaking on the subject of causes and cause, upon which you work so much here, individually and as a group, have you thought about the picture you hold in mind concerning this cause and core of everything? Looking at your inner worlds of thought and feeling, as of course I am easily able to do, I see that, to most of you, that cause and core seems to you like a dead and still accumulation of substance. I see your picturization of such causes and cause looking something like charcoal, dark and dead. However, it is very, very different from that. Actually, causes and cause are constantly pulsating accumulations of substance discordantly qualified, which send out radiating energy all of the time. This is the heart center, which gives life to the entity. When I say radiating substance, I did not say radiant energy. There is a difference. Let us be specific. I mean that the cause and core of any condition upon which you are decreeing is a living, moving thing, like a whirlpool of energy with discordant radiation passing out from it. When you call to the beloved Astrea to lock a cosmic circle and sword of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun around such a cause and core and then close in upon it, what happens? Through the beloved Astrea's great assistance, the motion of the whirling center within that cause is stopped. The radiation of the destructively qualified energy ceases, and the cohesive power which held those electrons together to form a focus of distress, then let go. When that lets go, those electrons immediately arise and return to the sun of their source for purification by violet fire and repolarization by divine love, so that they may be used again to fulfill some divine plan. We shall be so grateful when you are actually able to see what takes place at your call. As the beloved Astrea moves into action upon that cause and core with her circle and sword of blue flame, that circle of blue flame completely surrounds that whole accumulation and closes in upon it. The sword of blue flame strikes down from above directly into the center of that cause and core, losing the cohesive power which holds it together. Then the electrons separate, they literally fly apart, and that focus of discord is no more. Now conversely, you have a constructive manifestation of a cause and core of light in what you refer to as your silver cord, the stream of life, light essence, constantly pouring from your I Am presence into your physical heart and your holy Christ self, which is anchored there. Of course, the radiation which pours out from these causes and cores is wholly constructive and is a living, constantly flowing activity of light substance. There is really nothing static in the whole universe, beloved ones. Your individualized presence, I Am, originally set up the cause of your manifestation here, and then the cause and core of divinity was actually anchored within your physical heart. The radiation passing out from this cause and core is good and is the positive constructive vibratory action of your own individualization.